I received an email yesterday afternoon. I'm not on retreat, so I'm exposed to these. So I received an email yesterday afternoon from Joseph, the founder here, that we talked about a few times. He lives just next door. And he said that he was walking by, maybe going around the loop or something. He said he walked by, and it was a walking period, and there was a bunch of us walking outside. And I felt great joy and great gratitude to you three, the teachers, for holding the space and that IMS can actually, welcome all of us and create this this time and this retreat. Anyway, it was beautiful that he was took time to write an email to just say how happy and he was for us. And still reporting here on things happening. I was touched this morning when in the group somebody said that they it was the first time that they were practicing. They've been practicing for some time, but and sitting retreats, but the first time they were doing this in the LGBTQI2S SGL plus group. And and this person was saying that they thought we were absolutely beautiful people, and it was deeply, deeply touching to have their community and their practice come together. And so anyway, that's a little bit of what's happening around here. Can be good to name it. For the metta practice, I thought we could do a guided loving-kindness, benevolence, wishing well practice, visiting different areas of the body. It might be a way to work on our loving these bodies that have been maybe under assault in some very, under assault, really, physically, or with words, in all kinds of ways. It's another way also to hold our own bodies. So let's explore this. If you wanted to switch posture and get really comfortable, even I don't know if laying down could feel right for some of you, the rule would be to not touch somebody else, leave everyone their own physical space. But if you want to turn this into a slumber party of love, feels right to you. If you were to fall asleep, and that your sleeping would become audible, then it would be okay for a neighbor to touch your feet, and help you wake up, being awake. Funny, I have to say that it's looking a little bit like the family retreat where you have kids, you know, laying down and when the kids are there, often they want to sell wishes of well-being to hippopotamus and fish. And I think it's a really beautiful practice. So I invite you to feel the body in the posture it's in. See if it can be allowed to be just as it is right now. Maybe we could start anywhere. We could start with the hands. Maybe you can feel them resting there, tingling or cold or warm. And taking just a moment, a few moments, to appreciate the hands. It took millions of years to develop that technology of the thumb and the fingers. And we find ourselves with hands, with fingers, sensitive, can feel the world. Hands that can hold and pick and offer and can do so many things with these hands. So appreciating the hands and maybe wishing well for these hands, that they be healthy, protected, that they can be vehicles for love and care and assistance. Appreciate all of the arms, and the skin of the arms. And the shoulders. Wishing well to these limbs, maybe we can do the same with the feet, just discovering the feet now, how they're alive with coolness or touch. And feeling them or seeing them in our mind's eye, just appreciating the feet. All the muscles and bones in there, and skin. May there be great health in there. May the blood circulate well. These feet that have brought us in so many places up to here today. Millions of steps. they carry us for a long time. And all the legs, calves and knees and thighs, feeling them, feeling the touch maybe of the clothes on the legs, being tender maybe with the legs, appreciating them. Letting go for a moment of any judgments about any of these parts of our bodies that we'll be visiting, and just appreciating them, meeting them. If you want, you could maybe feel the chest area now. And just discover what's there, what's alive there. Maybe there's nothing, maybe there's contractions and expansions as the body breathes. Maybe there's space or tightness. Certainly in there's a heart. Maybe we can just feel it or think of the heart that is in there beating. This heart both incredibly strong but also fragile. Giving us life, pumping. Appreciating the heart. Appreciating that it pumps on its own. Millions and millions of beats. May this heart be healthy. May this heart be well, be safe. You might even feel in your heart or chest area the life force in you. There's life in this being. You might feel how you want that life to be safe and well, experienced with peace and joy. May the life in this heart and this body be easeful. Be well. And in these lungs, may these lungs be well. Appreciating the lungs for all they've done, all they will do. There only for a while. May May these lungs be healthy. And if you want to drop your attention lower in the belly and all the life in there, all the digestive life, all these different organs of digestion in operation. Changing food into energy, into warmth. May there be health in the belly. Entering into friendship with the belly. This body alive, something that we might have judged in so many ways or wanted different. Now just appreciating, maybe if possible, wishing well. All the organs there in the belly. We can include the pelvis, the sexual organs. May all the cells in there be healthy and well. May the blood circulate well in there. May there be peace and ease in these areas. If I want, we could think of or feel maybe the head now, and face, and jaw, and the brain, and different senses that are there. Wow, what an area, the head and face, and neck. So much life in there, so much sensitivity. Sensitivity to hearing. May the ears be well. And the eyes and nose and the mouth and taste. May there be ease. May the senses be protected, be appreciated, only there for a while. Now the muscles of the face, the jaw and the eyes and forehead, and all these little muscles that we communicate with in operation a lot of the time. May there be ease in the face. These muscles. There's brain in there. All kinds of things happening in there, mysterious. brain. May all these neurons be healthy, connect well, and create well-being. And the skin and the skull, the scalp and the hair, and all this sensitivity at the surface of the head and neck and face. May all this be protected and be well. And all the skin, all this organ of the skin, strong and fragile also, may the skin be well. May the whole body be well. I appreciate and love the body. May I have a friendly relationship with this body. Benevolence and compassion and care. May there be well-being in the inside the psyche, inside the heart, inside the mind. May the vast field of our consciousness be peaceful. Benevolent. May the inner life be friendly, caring. This life that we're experiencing right now, have some ease to it. May there be access to joy and clarity, courage, stability. May I experience protection, be protected from inner and outer dangers. May I be able to offer protection. The next maybe 15 minutes or so of the practice, I'll let you be as you want to be, just here, breathing, hearing. seeing if it's possible to meet the moment in a friendly way, in a calm way. Or maybe sending wishes of well-being to yourself or others in the way that you see fit.